It has been a very successful program here in the city of Rock Hill. It's so successful, they do it twice a year in the spring and in the fall. It's rolling in Rock Hill, and we're lucky to have two representatives of this organization here on Palmetto Mornings. We have Darisha Barnes, who's a board member for Rolling in Rock Hill, and we're going to start first with Karen Marshall, who's the community outreach coordinator for neighborhood services in the city of Rock Hill. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
You bring the sunshine with you.
Yes.
Big, bright smiles and great personalities.
That's right.
You're right at home.
Thank you.
Karen, we're going to start with you. Rolling in Rock Hill is celebrating a huge anniversary this year.
Yes, and it's quite exciting. Rolling in Rock Hill will be celebrating the 30th year anniversary.
Wow.
For the Fall Paint Day, which is scheduled for Saturday, September the 13th. So we're planning for that. We're going to have a great time. It'll just be a fabulous affair for the volunteers and for everyone that will be participating.
Well, it's kind of in the title of the organization, Rolling in Rock Hill, but if folks are thinking, gosh, this is cycling around the city of Rock Hill, it's not that kind of rolling. We're talking about a paintbrush or a paint roller.
Yes, that is correct. Rolling in Rock Hill, we've actually been around since 1995, and it has provided an opportunity for city government, churches, businesses, and civic organizations to work together to improve the quality of life for residents in the community. Typically around about, I would say, more than 750 homes were painted, and we use about 18,000 volunteers during that time and sponsors.
So, this is over the course of the...
Since 1995,
Oh my gosh.
And we're in the 30th year.
So you identify the homes that just need a new coat of paint.
Yes.
It's just on the outside, or is it on the inside
as
well?
It's the exterior, the outside, yes.
And you recruit volunteers. If you have painting experience, fantastic. If you have never touched a paint roller or a paintbrush, you're still welcome.
That's you're right. still welcome.
Fantastic too, right?
Yes, it is.
With the paintbrush.
It is.
So we're here because, again, the Fall Paint Day is Saturday, September the 13th.
Yes.
We're good on the homes, but we need volunteers.
Yes, we could use more volunteer teams to help out as well. Yes.
What do volunteers need? Like, who would be a good volunteer for Rolling in Rock Hill?
Anyone that has an interest to help with the community. Painting skills would be ideal, but not necessarily a prerequisite. It's a learning process, a fun learning process. So we do give some instruction and details in terms of what has to be done. So it's very simple to learn.
Well, sitting beside you is Darisha Barnes. And Darisha, you are a board member now, but you started out many years ago as a volunteer.
Right. Painting, just enjoying the paint and enjoying the people and making seniors happy.
Oh, my goodness. What was it when you heard about the program that you said, hey, I've got a little bit of painting experience, not a lot, but I feel like I could be of value to this organization, to this effort, and to the homeowner, ultimately?
When I heard seniors need help, that just sparked me. So I love helping seniors and just helping them have a better life and just a better, just looking at their home, seeing it is painted, it just feels good, you know, something new, newness. Yeah.
What do they say? A new coat of paint and some new lights can take your house from meh to wow.
That's it.
And you're helping homeowners, mainly seniors, who one, physically might not be able to paint,
right. Or
two, they just don't maybe have the means to go and buy all the paint that you're needed, that's right. needed to paint their homes. What's the reaction, Darisha, of the homeowners when you are painting? Do they come out and interact with y'all? Do they serve you treats? Do you have conversations with them?
Some do, but they're just so appreciative of us coming out. Some of them do bring refreshments out, and some of them just stay in the house. Some of them do help. So, some of them get involved. It's like, you coming to help us, we're going to help you. So it becomes a team.
That's awesome.
Effort. Yes.
Karen, how many volunteers or homes were y'all able to impact back in the spring of 2025? And then I think you also have last year's numbers in the fall.
Right, exactly. So our April paint day, we had 11 teams that painted 7 homes. And the total number of volunteers that participated in that spring paint day was 92. Wow. However, our fall paint day from last September, we had 12 teams that painted 9 homes, and we had a total number of 143 volunteers that participated on that paint day.
Typically, how many volunteers would you like to have?
It depends upon how many homes that we have, because we match the volunteers up with the homes. So, I mean, if we get a bunch of volunteers, we can use whatever workforce we get to put everything together.
How many people are on a team? Does that also depend on the number of volunteers and or homes?
Yes, okay. That is correct.
Typically, though, what would be the number of?
I would say the typical average is about like 10 to 12. Okay. Yes.
And then how long does the paint day last? Like, do you go early in the morning?
Yes. Well, the paint day, we start bright and early at 8 o'clock in the morning, and everything typically wraps up around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
And the volunteers, they don't need to bring anything with them.
Right. They don't need anything. We supply all materials, paint, brushes, obviously, even snacks and drinks for the volunteers, ladders, everything.
Fuel to keep them going,
right? That's right.
Fuel to keep them going.
Karen, this seems like a fantastic opportunity for church groups to get involved, for youth groups to get involved. If you're talking about youth groups, how what's the age would you like to have your volunteers? What age do you all start?
I would say about at least 18 and up.
Okay.
There may have been a couple that may have been underage, where a parent may have to signed a waiver for those children to participate. But I would say typically 18 years and older.
Which makes sense, right? Yeah. You're dealing with paint, you're dealing with homes. You don't want a lot of just rough housing and stuff taking place. You're there to do a service. Jerisha, explain wonderfully what impact it's making on these homeowners, right, for these seniors who want to have a beautiful home. And again, just age and their bodies, just like will happen to all of us, it just sometimes will make it harder. And financially, it also will make it harder. Karen, beyond that, it just also makes our city beautiful, right? It beautifies the city.
It makes it beautiful, you know, sense of pride. I mean, everything, it just looks so different once everything is completed. I mean, homeowners are very happy, and so are we that participate in the paint day. As a matter of fact, I know last August we got a certificate of appreciation from Governor McMaster's office for Roland and Rock Hill. And we were in our 29th year, and that was last year. That was so outstanding to get that certificate of appreciation.
Hopefully something big's going to happen on your 30th anniversary.
Yeah, for the 30th year, we're looking for bigger and better things.
We'll try to plant some seeds, because I can tell you, Ashley and myself, we have volunteered many times with Rolling and Rock Hill when we were Comporium employees and just enjoyed it. Jerisha also is a Comporium employee, and it's just the sense of giving back is, I think, what I really enjoyed. It's working with people that our paths would never have crossed in a million years in the city.
Sure.
And just, it's fun.
It is fun. It goes by fast. It does. I mean, I know 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. sounds like a long time, like a work day. It really goes by fast.
Exactly.
And you can see the progress. You see what it looks like. And then at the end, you actually get fulfilled to see that process as well. Exactly.
Mighty hands make for light work, right?
Yes.
And it's so refreshing to see something about painting is so relaxing, as you mentioned, Jerisha. It's just comforting. It's the simple strokes or the simple rolling. It's just relaxing. So if you have high anxiety and if you're stressed, this might be a way to channel it as well. Karen, if folks are hearing this and they say, I've got September 13th now on my calendar, I'm ready to volunteer, how do they sign up? What do they need to do?
They can either go on the city website and do an online application, or they can call me directly. My phone number is 803-325-2652, or they can email me as well.
Okay, and your part of the community, you're part of neighborhood services.
Neighborhood services.
So if they're driving in the car, they can just reach out to the city of Rock Hill's neighborhood services. Well, Jerisha Barnes, what a fantastic volunteer turned board member, and Karen Marshall, just appreciate your leadership over this program and just how it's grown over the last three decades as you're celebrating your 30th anniversary for Rolling in Rock Hill. Fantastic organization doing some wonderful work right here in our community. Get signed up and be part of an elite group of volunteers in our city for sure. Ladies, great catching up with you. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Good to see you as well.
Thank you.